Steamy. Well, that'll be an adjective that will pretty much sum up the weekend, the holiday weekend ahead. Now, of course, that's not anything unusual. What is unusual is that we're coming off the driest June on record. 1.17 inches of rain fell at the International Airport for the entire month of June, and that makes it the driest, and records realized go back all the way to 1871 for Jacksonville. It's really quite remarkable to be this dry when in what is typically the start of our wet season. And just to give you an idea, we average about 7 1/3 to 7.5 inches of rain in a typical June, and we barely made it to an inch. So one thing people have asked about, and it's a good question, makes sense, why have we not had a big wildfire outbreak this month? And that's because once we get into June, the winds typically aren't as strong. We're very humid. We're not coming off the very dry winter with the vegetation coming out of freezes. It's brown and dormant like we would have, say, in March, April, and May. So the conditions aren't as favorable for wildfires this time of year. Having said that, that doesn't mean they can't or won't occur. It still would be a potential issue. And we have had pockets of downpours on and off the last few weeks. Even yesterday, we had some downpours. The upper level disturbance that moved up across the area, interestingly enough, it was centered right over Jacksonville, essentially. And it kind of resulted in a hole over Duval County of some of the more significant rains. Now, we did some heavy showers early in the afternoon for a while, but the heavy rains occurred just to the west and southwest of Jacksonville. Along Highway 301, not too far from Stark, about 4 inches of rain fell in a couple of hours, and we had some heavy downpours into southeastern Georgia and also offshore. So it just kind of went around, literally, this upper-level disturbance that was over Jacksonville and kept kind of that little dry pocket overhead. But that changes today. The disturbance moves away, and we actually finally will get a west-to-east mid- and upper-level flow, and that's important and different because it'll allow showers and thunderstorms that develop inland to push to the beaches, and that's a weather pattern we've seen rarely over the last 3 or 4 weeks, which can be relatively common during our wet season and produce widespread heavy rains all the way to the beaches. So I would expect the beaches to get into the act some of this heavy rainfall this afternoon, and we need it. That's some of the driest parts of our area. So we need that rainfall. And in the meantime, temperatures will manage to approach 90 degrees before the showers and storms develop. Just look for those storms to be moving from west to east at about anywhere from about 10 to 12, 13 miles per hour. So they won't be moving particularly fast. Some may produce some gusty winds. But more than anything else, it's going to be lightning and very heavy rain. And remember to respect that lightning through the holiday weekend. Lightning can travel as far as 10 miles from its parent cloud. If you see lightning or hear thunder, get indoors, waiting at least 30 minutes since the last thunderclap before going back outdoors. And we'll see this pattern hold right through Saturday and Sunday. So while it's not a washout for the holiday weekend, there'll be some periods of very heavy rain, the lightning and thunder. So you're probably going to have to take some breaks from your outdoor activities, obviously during these stormier periods. But it does allow for most of the action, so to speak, to be done by very late afternoon or early evening, which leaves a nice window through the evening hours for those summertime 4th of July weekend activities. So as we look at the stadium tour tomorrow afternoon and evening, that threat for showers and storms, especially early on. Now, the concert's supposed to get underway at 4:30, and I would expect some potential for storms, but improving conditions as we get deeper into the afternoon and evening hours, and, of course, warm and muggy. For the 4th of July, we still have a few showers and thunderstorms, but the coverage starts to become less. So we'll go from 100% coverage between today and Sunday, and many areas getting a decent amount of rain each day, to more like half the area getting rain on Monday and less than that by Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll see a somewhat drier regime return for a while next week. But it appears as though we may manage to kick off the wet season officially now over the next few days. And obviously, way behind. We need to do that. So for fireworks Monday evening, a few showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon, diminishing by at least 7 or 8 p.m., if not a little bit earlier, and that bodes well for the fireworks displays that are generally anywhere between about 9:30 and 10:30 in the evening. Temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees for highs over the weekend, right through the 4th of July, so seasonably hot and humid. For the beaches, we'll again want to take a look over your shoulder to the west with those showers and storms moving from west to east today and tomorrow. That'll be potentially strong with lightning. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, very warm, mid to upper 80s. The water temperatures are in the mid 80s, so very, very balmy for water temperatures. Sunburn times will be down around 10 to 15 minutes at the peak between about 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon until and unless, of course, showers and thunderstorms move in. Surf will generally average a couple of feet, maybe a few 3-footers, but not anything particularly large for surf. and a low to moderate rip current risk. But remember, there can be rip currents at any time, and we always emphasize to swim and surf with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. In the tropics, good news there, no tropical threats through the holiday weekend for certainly for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but really for the lower 48. The disturbance has been scooting along the coast of South America, moving into the southwestern Caribbean today. Looks like it becomes Tropical Storm Bonnie before it reaches Central America this evening, but moving quickly, so looks like a tropical storm hit for perhaps... Venezuela, it's moving off the north coast of Venezuela the last 24 hours. It will head westbound now into Central America and could even affect Costa Rica, which is rather far south for tropical systems, and then back out over the so Nicaragua and Costa Rica are in the crosshairs late today and this evening, and then it's across Central America in a short trip tonight and back over the East Pacific tomorrow, where conditions look quite favorable for development. But at that point, it's moving to the west and moving away from land. It will kind of parallel the southwest coast of Mexico for a couple of days, but could go hurricane. It's expected to be named Bonnie. That's the next name on the Atlantic list. And once it gets into the Pacific, if it's the same storm, which it looks like it will be, it'll maintain that name, Bonnie, even though it's made the move over to the Pacific Ocean, which has a different list of names typically. If the system developed there, you'd get a new name. All right, and we turn the calendars today to July. Oh, also, by the way, in the tropics, disturbances moved into Texas with some heavy rain. No problem there other than heavy rainfall, but they need the rain in Texas, kind of like northeast Florida. And the wave that we've been tracking across the central Atlantic diminishing as it moves to the northwest does not look like it will have conditions favorable for development. So we're in good shape overall, especially for the U.S. and right here at home. Talking the tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com round the clock. July averages, as we turn the calendars today, the average low and high temperature 73 and 91 respectively, up to 74 and 92 by the end of the month. It is, of course, the hottest time of the year, which technically kicks in on Sunday and continues through August 10th, when the average high temperature is 92 degrees for Jacksonville. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28. It sets this evening at 8:32. By the end of the month, sunrise at 6:44, sunset at 8:21. Folks, we start to lose daylight over the next 4 weeks. We lose 27 minutes of daylight in the month of July, and we average 6.77 inches of rain in what, of course, is our second month of the wet season typically, that so far has yet to begin. Well, have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. Happy Independence Day with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.